You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
A little boy with tear-dimmed eyes, with trembling lips, he could not hide. Too young to understand what Daddy said goodbye. Our Christmas time is almost here, and Daddy won't be home this year. The little boy looked up at Mommy and he cried.
Day after Christmas, and we're still playing the Christmas music one more time until next year. Again, you can't get it again after this. It's going to be out of season. But, you know, we have a lot of fun in this show every week, but particularly between the end of October and on through the rest of the holiday season, culminating, of course, with the greatest holiday or holy day of all, and that is, of course, Christmas. At the end of October, we start celebrating the show's anniversary, which is October 26th every year, and that's always a lot of fun. So the holiday season really gets started on the Political Cesspool's anniversary each year. October 26th, we always have a fun and festive show then, and then a Halloween show with some fun. We still cover a lot of news and have some great guests. You know, in fact, some of our, you know, best interviews of the year have occurred in the last couple of months during this fun season. We still get real serious about the issues. Jesse Lee Peterson, Brother Nathaniel have been on in recent weeks. Michael Cushman was on a couple of weeks ago. So we've had some great guests on. It's not all fun and games, but we do kind of get, it's a little bit lighter, a little more festive, a little more fun between October and the end of December. And, of course, this is our last show of the year. Next week, it's going to all start over again. The battle begins anew, and we're going to look ahead next week and tell you where we would like to see the show go. And we're not just going to say more, bigger, and better. I mean, of course, we would like those things to occur, too. But we're going to take a look ahead next week and tell you what we would like to see the show accomplish in 2016. But it's just so much fun to bring this show to you, particularly between the end of October and the very end of December, which is where we are now. And tonight, of course, we are giving you the top 10 moments of the political cesspool's year that was. You heard in the last hour from Scoop Stanton, in his mind, the top 10 was our popularization of the word conservative, the Amtrak crash of Philadelphia, and my connection, or lack thereof, with the, is it the engineer or the conductor that drives the train? But anyway, the guy responsible. Our interview with James Manning, our interview with Jesse Lee Peterson, our interview with David Duke, Scoop's venture into Baltimore while the flames were still burning. Scoop went into Baltimore while buildings were still on fire, literally, so he could tell us what he saw on the show. That's dedication. The media's treatment of the political cesspool made Scoop's top 10 list. His official press credentials at CPAC, our coverage of Dylann Roof and the Confederate flag, our defense of the Confederate flag in the wake of Charleston, and the number one being denounced by Congress. That was Scoop's top 10. Now we're going to give you the official top 10, and joining me to do that over the course of this entire hour, Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Eddie, great to have you here tonight, last show of the year, brother.
It is better than great to be back. Lord knows.
You missed last week, and I told you when you were coming into work tonight, I got some emails from people saying it's just not the same without you here. Hey, Pappy, your mic. Get a little bit closer. A little bit closer.
I've had so many commitments lately. You know, me and James and Keith, we have.
Hey, see if your mic's on. I think you turned it off.
Yeah.
Now it's on. You know, when you have a mic turned on. All right, let's take two on that. When you have your mic turned off,
back,
it's never going to work. He turned it off during the commercial break because he placed a phone call. He placed a phone call to one of our our friend.
That's right. We placed a phone call to our friend Hank in Florida, whose wife is sick right now. I wish you people would pray for Hank's wife in Florida. You don't need to know the name. God Almighty knows her name. Just pray God will do what he has to do.
And we did that during the commercial break. And anyway, Eddie turned his mic off in case we came back on live while he was on the phone.
But anyway, I was wore out last week. I hate to admit that, but I've had so many commitments. I've been some places and done some things I can't advertise over the radio, because you know, some of certain authorities would frown upon what I've been doing, to say the least. But it's so great to be back, and I'm telling you flat out, people. Even when one of us is not here, if I'm out, Keith out, James is out, God forbid, we are fighting for you. We will never give up fighting for you. We will fight until the last breath in our body. It's not a cliche. We're going to continue to fight. And I love this show. I love doing it. And I wouldn't have it any other way.
And Eddie mentioned a second ago, he can't tell you what he was doing because some of the authorities would frown on it. He actually went out on a public square and sang a Christmas carol. I mean, can you believe it? Eddie the Bombardier Miller, you know, he does it.
Certainly did.
So, anyway, we'll let the cat out of the bag. All right. Well, anyway, Eddie. People missed you last week. You missed 1 week, and I get emails. I mean, did you ever think people would care about you?
I never did, and I'm telling you flat, it's so humbling, and I know I'm just a nothing compared to probably the majority of our listeners, but it really floats my boat. It does me so much good, and I wished I could thank each individual person that sent us Christmas cards. We got Christmas cards from Washington, from Missouri, all over.
Let me tell you, I will say this very quickly. I went back and looked. Since December 1st, we have received either a Christmas card, a letter, or a financial contribution from listeners in every state except for Hawaii and Rhode Island. How about that? Now, and we have listeners in both of those states, and we have donors in both of those states. But I'm just saying, since December 1st, I went back.
That's incredible.
Saying, you know, so from the Northeast, we got support in Maine to Southern California, Washington State down to Southern Florida, and everywhere in between, we have received either a Christmas card or a financial contribution from listeners in every state except for Rhode Island and Hawaii since December 1st, and that's not even counting all of the European countries in Canada.
You know what, James? James and I were talking about in the break, but I have to make this quick, about how we were growing old doing this radio show. I was a lot younger, so was James, when we first started doing this show, and we had maybe 300 listeners in the audience. I just, honest to God, people, I cannot, it just won't register that little old bitty dinky nobody, Eddie the Miller and James Edwards from Podunk, Tennessee, have all these people that love us. It's really hard. It's like me trying to visualize what
we've taken on. You were driving out to the radio station tonight. I said this with Keith. What we've built here is not just a group of people, a huge audience from across the country and around the world that agrees with us on the issues, but we have built a family here of people who care about us, people who will tell us when they're going through hard times, whether it's an illness or something at work, people who – I said, we got a letter here from a guy in Connecticut who started a business and wanted to tell us all about it because, you know, we're family. And that's who is going to be with you at the end of the day. If we're ever going to prevail, it's going to be not just people who agree on the issues, but people who love one another and will defend each other. And I've said that a couple of times in the show tonight. But
Amen.
That's what we've got here is we've got people who love each other. We love our audience. And they love us. And we're going to get into the top 10 moments, the official top 10. You heard it from the Scoop, the official top 10 of the Political Cesspools 2015. We're going to start with number 10.
Well, we love y'all, people.
The second we come back after this commercial break, we're going to start with 10. We're going to count them all the way down to number 1 before the time runs out tonight, our final hour of the year. Stay tuned.
Good sense, innocence.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation. and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child, or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang. Call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Top 10, here we go. The top 10, you heard from Scoop. Now it's the official top 10 without any further ado or buildup. This is the main event. Number 10. Now, some of these things were on Scoop's list. Some of them weren't. But when we post the published written top 10 list, this is how they will appear on our website on Tuesday. Number 10, Eddie Miller takes the spotlight. You know, this is number 10 on my list for the show. Eddie has run how many marathons? 26.2 milers in the last 2 years?
Well, since December 2012, I've run 9 full marathons. I ran 2 the last 34 days.
And you've run 6 in the last 2 calendar years, if I'm not mistaken.
At least.
At least 6.
I can't hardly keep up with them anymore.
6. 26.2 miles apiece. Now, we've talked about this. The reason this makes the top 10 list at number 10, it had to make it somewhere. Not only does Eddie run these marathons, which is miraculous enough, he's 67 years old. Excuse me, 68 years old. He's run 9 full marathons. Eddie got very favorable press coverage. Now, this is a host of the Political Cesspool Radio Show. The local, I don't remember if it was CBS, ABC, NBC. Which of a local affiliate was it?
I believe it's NBC. They call it – I forgot about that.
Was it Fox?
You're right. It's local. They call it Local Memphis 24.
Anyway, I think that's the Fox affiliate. Anyway, it's one of the major network affiliates. The affiliate, their affiliate station here in Memphis did a big profile on Eddie for all of these marathons. In spite of the fact that he's a political cesspool host, nevertheless, they did it, and it was all favorable, talking about Eddie running these marathons on behalf of the kids of St. Jude. Eddie got a huge – a cover story, huge television profile here in Memphis. I believe that was back early in the year.
You know what? And just the people cesspool, because listen, you wonderful people contributed. I'm going to let you know, I'm hound this, but listen, the club I run for here in Memphis, we raised $223,000 just for the Memphis Marathon. Just this year, we raised almost a little over $500,000 in the New York Marathon. It all goes to St. Jude. People, be proud you contributed.
So that's number 10. Not the fact that you ran the marathons, although that's miraculous enough. But we've been covering that for a few years. The reason it makes this year's top 10 list is because you got the major press coverage, and it was all very favorable, as it should be. Number 9. Scoop did mention this one. This clocks in at number 9 on my list, though, the official list. Scoop got the press credentials to CPAC. So I'm not going to talk much more about that because we did cover it last hour. But here you have, again, a member of the political cesspools, a hosting talent. He's a correspondent, I guess you would say. But he goes in there, shows his credentials, and he gets credentials to CPAC. And it made national news that an evil racist, bigot, homophobe, xenophobe, on and on, got press pass to CPAC. And I should add this, too, at number 9, related to that. Scoop called in to the Andrew Wilkow show. Now, this is another conservative on Sirius XM, and they wouldn't let him on because they said he was a white supremacist. So, you know, Scoop's on for 15 minutes a night, 10 minutes a night every week. He calls into this show on Sirius. I'd never heard of this guy, but apparently, you know, he gets paid a salary.
He's heard of us.
He gets paid. Yeah, right. He's heard of us. He gets paid a salary to do his job. And just the mention of Scoop's name gets him cut off. Well, that's fine because, you know what, as we mentioned last week, we outpace in terms of web traffic many of the major talkers out there, including Andrew Wilkow, who is supposedly a conservative on Sirius XM. We outpace Todd Starnes of Fox News Radio. You know, we talked about this last week, Eddie. Our web traffic laps people who have the full funding and backing of Fox News and Sirius Radio. Here we are bringing in, you know, a few thousand dollars a year to keep the show going, and, you know, certainly not enough to pay, you know, a decent, you know, salary to any one of us, but it does keep the show going. And we're so thankful for your contributions, and because of that, we're outpacing huge talkers at the biggest networks in the world, and that's number 9. Number 8 on my top 10 list, linked to Donald Trump. So the Donald Trump phenomenon... The Donald Trump phenomenon has, of course, taken the world by storm, and the media has tried every way. They're so frustrated at the fact that Trump is just putting them in their place.
They've tried everything.
And that all of the efforts that they've put in to making whites feel guilty and to turn whites against people who would work either explicitly or implicitly for their interests, implicitly with regards to Donald Trump, have just failed. And so one of the things they tried to do was, back in the summer, huge rash of stories all of a sudden. James Edwards says he's supporting Donald Trump. And so I guess we were linked to Trump in that regard, as were a few of our other fellow travelers. But, you know, good. And one of the stations or networks that covered us actually went into our archives and pulled a commentary of me saying good things about Trump and aired it. And I listened to it. It wasn't the faintest thing there that they broadcasted that was controversial. In fact, I thought I sounded very, very good. But the media trying to discredit Trump uses the fact that we've said good things about him, and this is supposed to have stopped him. If anything, if it made any difference at all one way or the other, Eddie, it only emboldened the audience or the supporters of Donald Trump. In fact, it probably added a lot of new voters to Trump to Trump's margins.
You know, Donald Trump, you got to give it to the Donald. The reason he's getting is so much press coverage, and the reason he's doing so well, and I don't have to tell our listeners this, they know what I'm going to say, but I'm just saying what they already know, is he's speaking the truth, and he, you know, he's speaking from the heart, and the heart of the everyday working Americans here in the United States, everyday white Americans. He's telling it like it is. He's talking about how the borders have been destroyed by, you know, the Cook Service in Washington, the present, president. He's telling about affirmative action. He's telling about he's mentioned how, you know, the Israelites in the country are controlling our government. He's talking about these things that no one else will mention. You know, he's talking about how what we back in the 80s, where this guy was running for president, talked about when we got NAFTA and GATT cranked up. He'd say you'd hear when they got going, you'd hear a giant sucking sound coming out of the United States, going to these foreign countries, taking our industry. Trump actually wants to start finding corporations for, you know, having their industry set up offshore.
All of the issues He does support Israel. Now, he's right. You're right. He has mentioned that Jews control the candidates and Jews buy off these candidates. But he is very favorable. I don't agree with his foreign policy, but he's great on everything else. Anyway, that's not here nor there.
Yeah, we don't agree
I don't agree with anybody all the time. If our litmus test was we couldn't have a guest on the show unless we agreed with him on everything, we wouldn't even have each other on the show.
That's right.
But the top 10, we're talking about the top 10. Again, very quickly, top 10, number 10, Eddie's getting the positive media coverage earlier this year with regards to his runs for St. Jude. Number 9, Scoop gets credentials at CPAC. Number 8, we're linked to Donald Trump in the press. Big story, big news. Number 7, here's number 7. The Duke Scalise thing, that was number 7. We talked about that in the last segment or the last hour or two, but the fact that the House whip gets in trouble for going and speaking to a conservative conference. Nobody wanted to talk to David Duke. We had him on. We had a great show. And then, sure enough, the rest of the media followed suit. Number 6. I hear Christmas music. Do you, Eddie?
I was going to say we're bleeding.
We've been playing it in the I'm in such a Christmas mood. It's not even going out over the air, but I still hear it.
I was hoping it was my mind. Just alone.
All right. We're going to come back to number 6 after this. Again, a lot of fun tonight. We're bouncing around. It's the day after Christmas. We're still drunk on honey-baked ham and cheesecake. That's the only way we get drunk is on honey-baked ham and
that's
cheesecake.
For sure.
But we had a lot of it, I'll tell you that.
Rump cake every now and then.
But we're going to come back and we're going to revisit this or continue down the list, rather, with the official top 10 moments of the Political Cesspools 2015. We're going to get down to number 6. Numbers 1 through 6 when we come back, and then we're going to wrap up the show tonight with a very encouraging final word before the year is over. Stay tuned.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Open your eyes, America. 50 years of cultural Marxism, institutionalized anti-white propaganda, and dysgenic policies on a wide scale have put Western civilization in peril as never before. Metropolis after metropolis, city after city, and town after town have changed from gleaming alabaster to grim third world hellholes. Positive change at last is in the air. Make America great again by supporting Donald Trump for president. Make your financial contribution today at thedailytrump.org. Also, go to the internet or to YouTube and check out these websites and their videos. The American Freedom Party, thedailytrump.org, Faith, Reason, and Western Civilization, American Renaissance, Occidental Observer, Political Cesspool, WhitakerOnline.org, RobertWWhitaker.com, DailyKen.com, Council of Conservative Citizens. Be a part of this great effort to save Western civilization. Paid for by the American National Trump Super PAC.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin MacDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've lost the warmth of my wind. The lights are turned way down low.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
As we finally
make it music with your mouth. That's a cappella singing. The weather outside is frightful tonight. It's frightfully hot, 80 degrees. I'm sweating in the radio station. It's just, I couldn't even. Snow 2 feet in Utah.
This time last year, training for a national marathon, my left side of my face and my left hand froze, literally.
Yeah.
And now it's 81 degrees.
It's nasty. I couldn't even light, we light a candle. Each, I didn't want to have any more heat in here because I didn't even light the candle.
It's hot at this radio station.
It's hot. All right, well, we're going back down to the top 10. We're down to number 6. Number 6 for me this year was the continued networking with Jonas Deger and his team in Sweden. I have been on their show, the Weekly Antidote, a few times. One time I was on, I think I was on for their debut broadcast, and it was downloaded 25,000 times. One interview, 25,000 separate listeners that downloaded it after we had broadcast it live, and that's not even counting the people who were tuned in as it was going on. And I have so much respect. Jonas has been on our show a couple of times as well, but Jonas Deger, I was on with him at least twice this year, once to talk about Baltimore, and I think once to talk about Confederate-related issues after Charleston. They just do such a good job. Jonas gives us credit for him getting involved in radio in Europe, and he's probably being too kind because they do such a great job. And the continued networking with Jonas Deger and his team in Sweden, including the two interviews we had with them this year, number 6 on my list. It's just great people, as all of those in our network of friends are. Number 5, down to the top 5. Before I tell you number 5, I'm going to go back and quickly list numbers 6 through 10. Number 10, Eddie's media attention that was created as a result of all of those marathons he's run in the last couple of years, and he got a very nice profile done on the local network affiliates here in Memphis. Number 9, Scoop gets credentials to CPAC. Number 8, linked to Donald Trump. Lots of media stories talking about how the political cesspool is supporting Donald Trump. Well, it's only helped make him stronger. Number 7, our interview with David Duke as a result of the Steve Scalise so-called scandal earlier this year. And number 6, the continued networking with patriots, nationalists, traditionalists, not just in the United States, but around the Western world, including Sweden, Jonas Deger. Number 5, rejecting NBC. Scoop brought this up in his list. You know, we've gotten so much media attention. We continue to get it. We continue to get as much as we want. People say, well, why don't you do more media? I do as much media as I want to do. I typically like to do live television or live radio. I don't like doing print. You know, look, I've done more media than anybody in the pro-white movement in the last few years, with maybe the exception of David Duke, because he's a household name. But
you know something, James? By the way, I'd just like to interject this. We are, here in the Political Cesspool, we are the spearhead of the media.
Wait, so that's
the
it.
The old media is dead. It's dying. They have, you know what, people? If you look out there and you see all these big, like the Good Morning America, et cetera,
That's a dying media. And y'all know it. They have a fraction. They have a fraction of the audience that, you think they have.
Well, that's right.
We destroy
that
them.
Is right. Listen, he's right. Eddie, you nailed it. That's why. Why would I want to
so
go
why do we need
on
them?
Their media
they need
when
us.
I have my own media here? We have built our own media. I would rather perfect our work than take time out of my very busy schedule, which is already jam-packed. I already sleep about 4 or 5 hours a night. Why would I want to take time out? Listen, I know it's going to be hostile. That doesn't bother me. I know they're going to leave my best answers on the cutting room floor, take things out of context. I know that. That doesn't bother me. That's just the way it is. You say, well, even if you get 0.1% of their audience and they become supporters, that's not far from the truth. That's about how many trickle down. When
you know
I
what?
Was first
One
on CNN.
Thing, James.
Yeah.
We don't need that. Listen, we would be giving them authentication. We don't need that. We don't need them. They need us. Why should we validate them? You know, why should we go there and give them validation? Because they're dying and they know it. That would be like us giving up a chance to speak at the Super Bowl halftime to go to see Bartlett play Germantown.
Yeah, no. Well, you're right. It does give them legitimacy. When I was on CNN for an hour, that very first time, a full hour, I was talking about that with Jesse Lee Peterson because he was on with me. He was on our show last week. Yeah, you know, I thought we were going to – you know, our website was going to crash because I was on CNN's primetime show for a full hour. I gave a very strong performance and talked about these issues. But, I mean, you know, we got an uptick and we certainly got some emails and we got some new listeners. But, it didn't make us. What made us is the day in, day out working in the vineyard.
Our people. Our listeners. Everyday listeners.
I would rather give an interview to Sam Bushman's show, which I do every month, an interview to the American Free Press, an interview to Don Wassel or to Jonas DeGaire, our people, our networks. I did give an interview to Washington Post because the senior editor asked for it, Jewish guy, of course, because it was the newspaper of record. I do give some interviews, and it turned out as bad as I thought. I did CBS earlier this year. I do as much media as I want to, but I rejected NBC. They wanted to fly me up to New York. It turned out to be the exact right decision. I don't care if it's an ambush. I don't care about all of that. I know how it's going to turn out. You say it's going to turn out that way, but you don't get that much of an uptick, and it's just not worth my time. Basically, they're beneath me. So the whole story saga about rejecting the NBC offer to go up there and being a big, big, big production is number 5 on my list. Now, number 4, yeah, talking about the media and their lack of credibility and their lack really to do you any good, even if they're hostile, and you say, well, a certain percentage of the audience is going to see through that and come to know you. Okay, that may be true, but why not work on our own craft? I got more of a response from an article that I wrote in November that was published at faithandheritage.com and shared by many, many websites, including libertyroundtable.com and, of course, our website. I wrote an article about my journey to the intersection of Christianity and race realism. And it was basically a biographical memoir of sorts. And I got more feedback from that than I did from being on CNN. And that's the honest to God truth.
You know something else, James?
That's number 4 on my list. Go ahead.
Well, I got to interject. This just kind of goes in what we're talking about. I think we both forgot. We were talking about in the break, James and I, how – I'm not kidding you, folks. Our dearly beloved listeners, I love you. James does too. But it's really surreal. We were talking about how we can't really intellectually put our mind around the audience that we have built. The audience that loves us, not the superficial audience of people like CNN, people like that, the so-called mainstream media. But we were talking about how, and you hear us talk about the bean field all the time, but James and I were talking about how when we started this business 11 years ago, we didn't have, I doubt if we had 300 people listening every night. But now we probably have 100,000 some nights. And I really, honest to God, we're just regular Joes. And we have a hard time grasping the reality of that. It's like trying to figure out how far it is to the other side of the galaxy.
I think,
right, James?
Honestly, 100,000 may be ambitious, but we always want to be real. If you take the people who listen to us live, the people who listen to us in the archive, the people who listen to us on AM radio stations,
we're up there.
The people who go to our websites, we know we are outpacing major talkers on Fox News Radio and Sirius XM satellite radio. We know that for a verifiable fact. There's no doubt about it. We're outpacing them in terms of web traffic. If you add all of that together, I think it is very easy to say that we are reaching, in any given week, tens of thousands of listeners and or readers
we've been number
to
four
our website
for sure.
And so there's no doubt about that. We are reaching a massive audience.
I love our audience. God knows
but
I
this
do.
Is the thing, and this is what you're getting at, Eddie. The audiences of these other shows, these other networks,
they're so superficial,
these people,
so flaky.
Would they fight for them?
Hell
are
no.
They emotionally invested in their well-being the way our audience has a very physical and intimate relationship with us? There's no way. And we share that with our audience. It's real. You can feel it. It's out there. You can see it in that stack of Christmas cards right there. Right there, Eddie, that's come in since last Saturday. It's more than you could read in an hour.
Another proof of the pudding, Lord knows we get by on a shoestring budget. But these so-called major networks, they don't get a nickel from their audience. They're funded by these big, huge corporations like Procter & Gamble, International Paper. Our listeners evidently love us, or they would not be funding this radio program.
But we love them.
But
listen,
we have the real deal. We have the heart of America. We have the Henry Joneses of America. We have the Hanks of Florida of America and countless others. My good friend in Washington who sent me a Christmas card. A good friend in Missouri who sent us a Christmas card, you know. What we're getting back to, what we're saying, we are the heartbeat of America.
When we come back, the top three moments of the political cesspools.
And our listeners,
2015.
Are the heartbeat of America,
we've done 10 through 4. The top three. When we come back to wrap up the last segment of the last show of 2015, stay tuned. The top three moments.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
All right, yeah. We had some sugar cookies. Like Santa Claus, myself.
Probably too many. Hey, I'm the kind of guy that his diet always starts tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to start the next day. Especially at Christmas time. With all that good food. Well, folks, we're celebrating the top 10 moments of the Political Cesspools broadcast year. Keep in mind, it's hard to jot these down if you're driving around in a car, I know. We're going to put the published printed version of this up on our website on, I can't remember if it's Tuesday or Wednesday, but it'll be early part of next week. Each of these will be listed with a little notice about each event. We kind of recapped numbers 10 through 6 in the last segment. Recapping the top five, number five was our rejection of so many media interview requests. We gave a few. Most of them we denied. I would say we denied about 80% of the media requests that came into the political cesspool. We could make news every week if we wanted to. We're here to do good work, and that's it. Number four was not the article that I wrote, but the response to the article I wrote about reconciling Christianity and race realism and honesty on the Jewish question. You know, James, to interject, I think that was one of the most important articles. I'm not talking about how well you read it, et cetera, but so many people, James, are confused about Christianity. And can I feel a love for my own people? Is that anti-Christian, et cetera, et cetera? I think what you did, that article was great in helping people realize, yes, you can take pride in your race. Yes, you can take pride in your heritage. That doesn't make you an anti-Christian. But that was great, James. I hope I didn't take up too much time.
Oh, no, not at all, Eddie. I appreciate you saying that. And that's one of the main reasons I wrote it. And it was very rewarding. It was, for me, the most personal thing I've ever written. And the reaction to that was very gratifying. And I hope that it encouraged some people. And I
great
think it
tool
did.
For people.
Top three. Number three on the top 10 moments of the political cesspools year. Number three for me was I'm fortunate enough to get to go and speak at different events each year. And I was at an event in Washington back in October. And I drove there because I was so far behind on returning phone calls that I wanted to lock myself in a car for 24 hours. It's 12 hours there, 12 hours back, so I can make some calls. And the fact that I got to go, and I was the MC, I guess, basically the MC of this event in Washington. On the way back, I took a side trip, and I went to visit the graves of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. I put a blog entry up about that. I put a bunch of pictures up about that. So I guess number three is sort of a dual thing. It's the fact that we get to go out and speak and meet so many of our listeners at different events across the country every year. I guess that's what got it on the list. But why it's ranked so highly is because, as the added bonus of that, was I was able to stop by. I was talking at the very top of the show tonight, Eddie, when you were driving out here to the radio station tonight. Glenn Beck gets on the radio, and I was listening to Glenn Beck a couple of days before Christmas, and he said, you know, in my audience tonight is another true American hero. In my audience tonight is another Abraham Lincoln. In my audience tonight is another Martin Luther King. Now, in my audience tonight, God willing, there's another Robert E. Lee. There's another Nathan Bedford Forrest. There's another Stonewall Jackson. Those are the men. Those are the true American heroes. Those are the men we revere here on the political cesspool. And going back, and this is my second time there, but being able to go back and visit the graves of the kind of American men, real white Christian men that everybody should emulate, that's number three on my list.
You know, James, I'm so glad you got to go because I personally have not had the opportunity to go by those grave sites, but I was able to through the modern, you know, miracle of computers and TV and stuff. I was able to see James at these grave sites I could never do alone. You know, I've never had a chance to do that. But I thank God you were able to go. And I'm telling you flat out, people, when I saw those graves, I saw those sites that James went to, my hair stood up on end. I had chills going up and down my spine. Thank God you're able to go, James.
I'm thankful I was able to be there and share it with the audience. We put a bunch of pictures up.
We have been to the greatest generals of all grave site here many times, though.
Well, that's right. In Memphis, it's easy. Nathan
fought for him many
years. And we fought for him. Number two on my list, Eddie, one of the most emotional shows I think we've ever had occurred earlier this year. We were denounced by the United States Congress. The Political Cesspool is probably the only radio show and the only pro-white organization, I guess. I don't even know. I can't think of anybody that's been, you know, look, to be singled out and be denounced by the government of the most powerful country in the world proves that we are right over the target. Most people would scream and cry and beg forgiveness and try to explain it away. Oh, no, please. I'm not as bad as you think I am. You got it wrong. Well, they do have it wrong. And
we're
not bad. We're great. We're all Americans here. But our motto is no retreat, no surrender, no apologies. Let me tell you something. For me, knowing how corrupt, criminally corrupt, an anti-American, an anti-Christian, an anti-white our Congress is, it was really one of the highlights of my life to be denounced by Congress. And Eddie, I say again, did you ever think that you would be singled out by multiple congressmen and it be entered into the official congressional record that they were denouncing this show and by name, me and you?
You know, I never in my wildest dreams or nightmares thought that would happen. And if these people could see the humble dwellings we live in, if they could see our bank accounts, well, I'm sure the federal government knows, but that we're that threat, you would think we were billionaires. But yeah, but you know what, James, I loved? God knows, I'm so glad we had this show. We were able to spit it right back in their face. Not only did we not apologize, we gave them hell. We gave them maps to the radio station. We called them every name in the book that we get by with legally in the radio, and we meant it, and we gave them the opportunity to come on here and debate us, and they like the cowards they are, they never did. God almighty, that fired me up.
One of our listeners in Ohio asked us to name the people who officially denounced us. It was about three of
Congressman Steve Coyne, for one.
Congressman Jeffries
from
New York.
Tennessee.
And Congresswoman Jackson Lee from Texas. They were all black or Jewish. All black or Jewish. All black or Jewish. All right. That's number two, being denounced by Congress. So to do something better than that had to be pretty big. And number
one
was.
Right.
Number one was the rally that we held at Nathan Bedford Forest Park.
Ooh, baby.
Now,
that was hot.
When the Confederate flag came under attack after Charleston, When the Confederate flag came under attack after Charleston, we were going to have a rally at Nathan Bedford Forest Park. And it just so turned out that another group of local activists were planning a rally too. So we said we would do it together so we could, you know, join forces and get a bigger crowd. Well, the night before the event, I talked to the event organizer. We went in with them. They got the permit and planned the event. We went in with them because they had already laid the groundwork. We were supporting this. The night before the event, I asked the organizer, how many people are you expecting? He said, we got a real firm head count. It's going to be about 150 people, plus whoever you bring, plus whoever comes as a result of you promoting it on the show. This is what he said. He said, 150 tops. It's going to be a nice crowd. That would have been a nice crowd. Between 500 and 600 people showed up the next day, including people from as far as 12 hours away who heard about it on the show and on our website and came. Eddie, we turned out the majority of that crowd of 500 or 600, which made it one of the biggest rallies this year. I think there was only one in Ocala, Florida that had a couple of thousand that was bigger. It was one of the biggest Confederate flag rallies of the summer, made possible by the audience.
You know, I got to say this, James.
Number one.
That was one of the very few times I've really felt uneasy about going there. And I'm going to say I'm pretty afraid of times in my life. But we had Homeland Security to come.
Homeland
radio
Security
station.
Was after us.
We had multiple
right.
threats. We have our enemies here. The setting United States Congressman hates our guts. We have the IRS hates us. We had threats to the radio station. People told us not to go. Homeland Security has told us we better not go out there. I told James, I said, James, I don't know. I hope we're just not you and me going out there alone by ourselves. You know, I think
because we did not know how many people were going to be there.
We had no idea. I thought, I said, James, I smell a setup, son. I think we may get it. this may be, I'm got Kenya people. I was really, really
apprehensive. We went over that hill right before you get to the park, and we got there about 30 minutes early.
I was thinking this might be our last day.
We got there 30 minutes early before it started, and it was just a sea, already hundreds of people there with Confederate flags. And I got to say this because we only have a minute. So many people were there. That's number one probably of all time for the political cesspool.
It went international.
Probably the first two. Right. It went international. There was a picture of Eddie the Bombardier Miller holding a huge Confederate flag that got picked up by the Associated Press. We made newspapers from Memphis, Tennessee to Manila in the Philippines, and all point, you know, hundreds of newspapers carried this image of
that
political cesspool.
That flag flew at James Edwards' wedding, and I carried that flag. That flag, me carrying that flag, went all the way to the Manila of the Philippines. That flag flew at James Edwards' wedding, by
That's
God.
Right. It sure did.
I got chills now.
That
today.
Flag flew at my wedding, and Eddie made international news holding it. Political cesspool making international news.
Getting yesterday. Back down.
Folks, we're out of time. It's been a great year. It's going to be an even better year next year. I can tell you that. But remember, only 3 days, 4 days, 5 days remain in the political cesspool's fourth quarter fundraising drive. If you haven't yet given, you have a couple of days left to get our incentives. Donate tonight at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Thank you for a great year, folks. Good night. God bless you. We'll see you next year.